I tell all the people that I love, you gotta want the best out of your life for you, because we only have a moment on this earth. And it's going to be people that look you in the face and tell you that they believe in you. They're going to tell you from their lips they believe in you. But when you look them in their eyes, you're going to know that they're not telling the truth. That's the hardest thing for a man to take. Because belief, as my great buddy Evan Carmichael say all the time, belief is what excels and pushes people through the stratosphere. And I can always tell people, I'm no bigger than you. I started in a shelter, walking outside, asking people, do you believe I can be one of the top motivational speakers in the world? And they laugh at me. Thought I was crazy. What I tell people is, the way you get to the next level of your life is keep going. Keep going, keep running. Even when you don't even know, even if it turns into chaos. You cannot be great if you cannot operate in chaos. That's my life. Because if you can operate in chaos, the world becomes Disneyland. Problems become scratches. I can lose my car. Somebody can blow it up. I'm gonna go have some sushi with my wife and think about the solution, not the problem. Many people focus on the problem and not solutions. We spend a split second, 15, 20 minutes, tearing our body down, tearing our mind down over something that we can't control. Everybody talks about their faith, but do they really got faith? Do you got that halfway faith, or do you got that whole way faith? I'm talking about when you sleeping in your car, don't know where you're gonna live. Are you still gonna get up and work that day? Real motivation comes from the pain. It comes from the bottom. And if you go into the bottom and you stay, you never become Hollywood. You always stay engulfed in the neighborhood, Tom. I looked at all these celebrities, all these guys I would write to their DMs and see if they'll write me back. They never did. Broke my heart. So I told myself, when I get to this level where everybody wants to reach out to me and people want to talk to me, I'm going to answer every DM. I'm going to answer every message a man sends to me. Because I too was a man that they ignored. I too was a man that they called dumb or poor. And when I say the best gifts come from the bottom, I speak of me first. To be an example to every kid sitting at home watching his mother nod on the couch, or his father incarcerated, or nobody ever tell him that they love him. I do this for them. It's a duty. It's my duty, Tom. If I die today, I can die a happy man, because I live full and I die empty. I didn't work for money, Tom. Everybody that's listening to this show today, it's not money. It's how you serve his people. It's how you put them before you. So I tell people, you can be consumed by social network, the cars, the Lamborghinis, the mansions. You can do all of that. But the feeling I get when a person writes me and say, William, you saved my life, it's like I'm getting a $1 million check every single time. Tom, I love what I do. I woke up every day for 5 years and did it for free. Paths will start to clear out. And you might not know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but I promise you, if you pick that thing that you love, I'm talking about you really love. I'm talking about that thing that you will do for free. If you pick that every day, if you choose that every day consistently, it's inevitable for you not to be successful. And those kids got to understand, you got to stay true to yourself. You got to have the ability to think for yourself and know that sometimes you're going to have to be a man before you become one. But you're ready for it, and you built for it. One of my favorite scenes in the movie 300 is when the kid went up in the mountains and he had to fight. It reminded me so much of myself. It reminded me so much of inner city kids all around the world. They had to become a man before they became one. So by becoming a man before you're really supposed to be one, you miss out on things. You miss out on the things that kids do. You never have a shot at being a kid. Do you know some people only been an adult? That's the truth. We had to take care of our mom. When I was in college, I was sending my whole refund checks back for my mother. I'm sitting in a five-star hotel getting ready to play a football game a night before, and my mom at home calling me on the phone, knocking on one of her friend's door, asking, can she come in? It's cold in her house because the heat cut off. And I got to go back to sleep and play a football game the next day. Knowing my mom's starving and she cold. You would get to the point in your lifetime where you have no choice but to fight. I think people give up because they don't believe what they see. It's a saying that coaches say, believe what you see. If it's there, shoot the gap. People don't believe the greatness that's in them because the world created this superstar elite group that's just human, just like us. But when we see them on television, we look at them as higher than us. We look at them in a place where we think we can never get to. And the real reason is most people never get out the stands and get in the game. They stay fans their whole life. So I tell everybody, get out the stands and get in the game. Get in the game of life and leave your mark here. When I said I didn't read, it's a reason why. Because I believe it taints the original creativity that I'm supposed to give to the world. When I read books on Napoleon Hill, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, when I read those books, I got their thoughts. People write all these successful books, all these successful manuals, but you don't understand that the Most High has a different journey for you. But you're following the blueprint of another person's journey. Every human being on this earth has their own journey. And when you don't focus on yours, you will not bring the great gifts and things that you were supposed to bring to the world. Like the best gift come from the bottom. Like only in the womb of a woman can a man breathe underwater. Like God leaves your gift at the bottom of the stairs, and it's up to you to climb up those stairs and get your gift. See, those quotes came from me. No tainted mentality. My thought is for me. And when I get on that stage, Tom, I say words and I say words that I never could pronounce. So I know I'm connected to something. I didn't choose motivational speaking. It chose me and it saved my life. I tell people, a lot of people don't know what it is they're supposed to do. I tell people, everybody I talk to, I say, what was the first thing you ever did that made you feel fulfilled? Some might say dancing. Some might say, a play I did. Your career is made as a child. Your destiny is made when you're a child. Everything is built from that infant stage. And some people, one girl said, I used to love to sing when I was a little girl. And I said, the reason why you're not happy is because you stopped doing it. If you pick it back up, that pain will start to shed off you and you'll get to your breakthrough. The reason why people are depressed and down is because they're not doing what they love. They're not doing what they love. They're doing what they have to. That's what the workforce and the work world do. It steals dreams. It steals them. And the world has become so discombobulated with finances and money that people have to compromise their dreams just to survive. So when people are here in this world right now today that's making dreams happen, they are extraordinary. Because one, they made a decision that I'm not doing nothing else but this, even if I don't get paid for it. People sit back and wait time and throw their dreams in the trash and go do another man's dream and expect to feel fulfilled when they come home at night. But when you wake up and you live your truth and you work for your gift, even the days you're not paid, you're not gonna feel like you wasted your time. Because you're doing something that you love. And if I was to die today, I wanna die doing something I love. That's speaking. Somebody out there has put a gift down and it's time to pick it back up. That thing that made you happy, made you smile, pick it back up. I promise you, all the pieces will come back together. I tell you, it's a quote I say, get back to the child that laid on your mother's lap. There was the child that dreamed, believed in the world.